offers to get a peek of my braless breasts in the right light. My skirt was snug and helped push up my pert ass in an inviting way. Of course, it was all part of the plan. My eyes walked greedily over Jamie as she turned and led us into the house. She was wearing jeans, and they were tight enough to let me see the curving crease of her ass cheeks. The green blouse that she was wearing was virtually without a back and gave me a wonderful view of her smooth, copper-tanned back and shoulders, her short blonde hair lightly caressing her neck, swinging back and forth above her shoulders as she walked. It made me reach for Frank's hand and give it a squeeze. We walked into the living room and found the birthday boy, Adam, sitting on the couch, his long legs stretched out in front of him. Slowly, he unfolded his lanky body from the cushions and got up to shake Frank's hand and give me a quick hug. When he wrapped his arms around me, I breathed in his manly smell and gave him an extra squeeze. Happy birthday, Adam. I left Frank with Adam and went into the kitchen to offer Jamie my help. When I walked in, I saw she was busily adding the candles to his cake, and I once again admired the beauty of my friend. Her lean arms were moving, and I had a flash of myself being wrapped in them. Hey, need any help? She turned and smiled at me. No, I think I've just about got the inferno ready. She had put a good amount of candles on the cake, I noticed. Well, go ahead and light them, and I'll get the lights off in the living room. I turned and hurried back out to where the guys were still sitting, now engaged in conversation about some new car on the market. I shook my head and flipped off the lights. Right behind me, Jamie entered with the chocolate cake ablaze, her attractive face lit by the candles, making her seem like some beautiful specter. Happy birthday to you, she began singing, and we joined in. Adam even joined us on the last line as Jamie set the cake on the coffee table in front of him. Her husband pulled her close as he closed his eyes and blew out the candles. I looked over at Frank and then back to the loving couple on the couch. What did you wish for? I'm afraid I can't answer that. Vital secrets that might unravel the fabric of the universe and all that. Adam grinned over the head of his wife at me. I nodded. I understand. We wouldn't want to put anything at risk here. Exactly. He let his wriggling wife go so she could get plates and silverware from the kitchen. When Jamie returned, I decided I needed to put things into gear. I stood up and joined her by the cake, watching her lean over to make the first cut. Her blouse tented open enough to let me see her little breasts, and I thought how they would just fill the palm of my hands. I was ready. I leaned forward before Jamie could stand back up, and I grabbed her head with one of my hands. Not giving her time to react, I pressed my lips onto her full ones, pushing my tongue into her sweet mouth in a long kiss. We were right at Adam's eye level, and I could hear his gasp as my lips munched at his wife's mouth. Continuing to give her little nibbles and kisses, I straightened and brought her up with me, moving our bodies close together. Behind us, I could hear Frank walk up, and I pulled my lips away from hers. Leaving Jamie in Frank's hands, I turned to Adam sitting on the couch and stood in front of him. Looking down at him, I could see his eyes scanning my tight body and the hunger that was growing in them. Leaning forward, I bent down and kissed him, putting my hands on his shoulders as I straddled him. Instantly, I could feel just how aroused Adam was. His cock was already fighting to break free from his jeans, pushing hard against the fabric and poking into my thigh. I adjusted myself and pressed my crotch down hard on his. I reached for one of his hands and pulled it down to my crotch as well. When his fingers touched bare pussy and he realized I wasn't wearing underwear, he groaned against my mouth. Suddenly, I heard Jamie cry out and I looked over to see Frank standing behind her, his hands rubbing and squeezing her tits and his mouth biting at her neck.